Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today. Shalom, this is Johanna, your reader today. Today is Tuesday, the 9th of April, and on the Hebrew calendar, it is a special day. It is the first of the Hebrew month called Nisan. Israel was given their first Torah commandment, according to tradition, on this day, from Exodus 12, 1-3. Now the Lord said to Moshe and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall be the beginning of months for you. It is to be the first month of the year to you. Also, it is the day when the tabernacle was erected," Exodus 40, verse 2 and 17. "Now in the first month of the second year, on the first day of the month, the tabernacle was erected." The reconsecration of the first temple began on this day during King Hezekiah's reign, 2 Chronicles 29:17. "Now they began the consecration of the first day of the first month." The prophet Ezekiel received one of seven prophecies against Egypt on this day. It is the latest dated prophecy recorded in Ezekiel. "Now in the 27th year, in the first month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, made his army labor hard against Tyre.'" That was Ezekiel 29:17-18. We also remember on this day the death of Hayadid, the friend, who was a Christian Zionist pioneer, Major General Ord Charles Wingate. That was in year 1944, or the Hebrew year 5704. Wingate was a British intelligence officer posted to Mandatory Palestine during the Arab Revolt in the 1930s. He was raised a Plymouth Brethren. He always kept a Bible on him. To the chagrin of the often anti-Semitic British authorities, he trained the Jewish community in professional military tactics. This father of the IDF became a mentor to Moshe Dayan and a personal friend of Weizmann and Ben-Gurion. After his death fighting the Japanese in Burma, the Yeshurun Synagogue in Jerusalem composed a special version of the Kol Maale Rachamim prayer in his memory. Quote, "May the name of Ord Wingate be remembered in the Book of Redemption of the House of Israel for eternity." This week, our portion from the Torah is called Tazriah, which means she will conceive. And we're going to start in Leviticus 13, 18 through 23. But first, we'll take a moment to bless God and thank Him for His precious word. "Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples, through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master." When the body has a boil on its skin and it is healed, but in the place of the boil, there is a white swelling or a bright reddish-white spot, then it shall be shown to the Kohen. The Kohen is to examine it, and behold, if its appearance is lower than the skin, and the hair has turned white, Then the Kohen is to pronounce him unclean. It is a plague of Tzaharat that has broken out within the boil. But if the Kohen examines it and sees there are no white hairs within, and if it is not deeper than the skin but is faded, then the Kohen is to isolate him 7 days. If it spreads in the skin, then the Kohen is to pronounce him unclean. It is a plague. But if the bright spot stays in its place and has not spread, it is merely a scar from the boil. The Kohen is to pronounce him clean. That was Leviticus 13:18-23. And now our portion from Numbers. This is for the new moon. Today is the new moon, the Rosh Chodesh of Nisan. And we'll be reading Numbers 28:11-15. On the first of the month, you are to present to the Lord a burnt offering of 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 flawless male lambs, a year old, with 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering with each bull, and 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering with the ram, and with each lamb 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, a burnt offering as a pleasing aroma, an offering by fire to the Lord. Their drink offerings shall be per bull 1/2 hin of wine, 1/3 hin of wine per ram, and 1/4 hin per lamb. This will be the monthly burnt offering at each new moon throughout the year. Also, 1 male goat as a sin offering to the Lord, beside the regular burnt offering, is to be offered with its drink offering. That was Numbers 28:11-15. Today's portion from the prophets is Isaiah 28. Oy, the proud crown of Ephraim's drunks. Its glorious beauty is a fading flower, which is at the head of the fertile valleys of those overcome with wine. Behold, the Lord is strong and mighty, like a hailstorm, a destructive tempest. Like a downpour of overflowing water, he hurls it down to the earth with his hand. The proud crown of Ephraim's drunks will be trampled underfoot. The glorious beauty is a fading flower, which is at the head of the fertile valley, like a first ripe fig before summer. Whoever sees it swallows it up while it is still in his palm. In that day, the Lord of hosts will be a crown of glory, a diadem of beauty to the remnant of his people, a spirit of judgment for him who sits on the judgment seat, and strength for those turning back the battle at the gate. But these also reel from wine and stagger from strong drink. The Kohen and the prophet reel from strong drink, are confused because of wine. They stagger because of strong drink. They are muddled in vision. They stumble in judgment. Since all the tables are full of the filth of vomit, no place is left. To whom will he teach knowledge? To whom will he explain the message? Those just weaned from milk? Those just taken from the breast? For it must be precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. For through stammering lips and a foreign tongue, he will speak to his people, to whom he said, "Here is rest. Give rest to the weary. Here is repose." But they would not listen. So the word of the Lord is to them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. So they walk and fall backward and are broken, trapped, and captured. Therefore hear the word of the Lord, you scoffers, who rule this people, who are in Jerusalem. Because you have said, "We cut a covenant with death, we made a pact with Sheol. So when the overflowing scourge passes through, it won't come for us. For we have made lies our refuge and hid ourselves in falsehood. Therefore thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a costly cornerstone, a firm foundation. Whoever trusts will not flee in haste, but I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the plumb line. Hail will sweep away the refuge of lies, and water will overflow the hiding place. Your covenant with death is annulled, and your pact with Sheol will not stand. An overflowing scourge will pass through, and you will be its trampling place. As often as it passes through, it will seize you, morning by morning, by day and by night passing through. It will be sheer terror to understand the message, for too short is the bed to stretch on, too narrow the blanket to wrap up in. For the Lord will rise up as at Mount Perazim. He will quake with awe as at the valley of Gibeon, to do his deed, his strange deed, and to do his work, his extraordinary work. So now stop your scoffing, lest your shackles be strengthened, for I have heard from the Lord God of hosts of destruction determined upon the whole land. Give ear and hear my voice. Pay attention and hear my words. Does a plowman plow all day to sow the seed? Does he continually break open and harrow his ground? No. When he has leveled its surface, he scatters dill and sows cumin, plants wheat in rows, places barley and rye on its border. For his God teaches him judgment, instructing him. For dill is not threshed with a sledge, nor is a cartwheel rolled over cumin. Rather, dill is beaten out with a staff, and cumin with a rod. Bread grain is crushed, but not endlessly. Rumbling cartwheels and horses over it would only crush it to powder. This also comes from the Lord of hosts. Wonderful is his counsel, great is his wisdom. That was Isaiah chapter 28. And now for our portion from the writings, we will read Proverbs 11. Dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord, but an accurate weight is his delight. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with the humble is wisdom. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the crookedness of the treacherous will destroy them. Riches make no profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless man makes his way straight, but the wicked man is brought down by his wickedness. The righteousness of the upright delivers them, but the treacherous are trapped by their desire. When the wicked dies, his hope perishes, and the hope of the strong vanishes. The righteous is rescued from trouble. Instead, it comes on the wicked. With his mouth, the ungodly destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge, the righteous will be delivered. When the righteous do well, a city rejoices. When the wicked perish, there are shouts of joy. Through the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted, but by the mouth of the wicked, it is destroyed. One who despises his neighbor lacks sense, but one with discernment remains silent. A gossip reveals secrets, but one who is trustworthy conceals a matter. Without guidance, people fall. With many counselors, there is deliverance. Whoever puts up security for a stranger will have trouble, but whoever avoids shaking hands on such a deal is secure. A gracious woman gains honor, but ruthless men seize riches. A kind man does his own soul good, but a cruel man harms his own flesh. The wicked earn deceptive wages, but a sower of righteousness reaps a true reward. Steadfast righteousness leads to life, but pursuing evil ends in death. Perverse hearts are an abomination to the Lord. His favor is on those blameless in their ways. Be sure, the evil will not go unpunished, but the offspring of the righteous will be delivered. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who lacks discretion. The desire of the righteous is only good, but the hope of the wicked only wrath. One gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unjustly and comes to poverty. A soul who blesses will prosper, and one who gives water will himself be satisfied. People curse anyone withholding grain, but blessing is on the head of one who dispenses it. A person who diligently seeks good finds favor, but to one who searches for evil, evil comes to him. Whoever trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like a green leaf. Whoever troubles his own household will inherit wind, and the fool will be a servant to the wise-hearted. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and whoever wins souls is wise. If the righteous is rewarded on earth, how much more the wicked and the sinner? That was Proverbs 11. Our final portion for today is from the Apostles, and it is Acts chapter 28. Once safely ashore, we learned that the island was called Malta. The natives showed us unusual kindness because it had started raining and it was cold. They kindled a fire and welcomed us all. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of brushwood and placed it on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his hand. When the natives saw the snake hanging from his hand, they began saying to one another, "No doubt this man is a murderer, though he has been saved from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live." However, Paul shook the snake off into the fire and suffered no harm. They were expecting him to swell up or suddenly fall down dead, but after they waited a long time and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and began to say he was a god. Now, in the vicinity around that place were lands belonging to the most prominent man of the island, named Publius. He welcomed us and hosted us warmly for 3 days. It so happened that the father of Publius was lying in bed, sick with a fever and dysentery. Paul visited him, and when he had prayed and laid hands on him, he healed him. After this happened, the rest of the sick on the island started coming and getting healed. They also heaped honors on us, and when we sailed, they put on board all the supplies we needed. After 3 months, we set sail in a ship from Alexandria that had wintered at the island with the twin brothers as its figurehead. Setting down at Syracuse, we stayed there 3 days. From there, we got underway and reached Rhegium, and a day later a south wind came up, and on the second day we came to Puteoli. There we found some brothers and sisters, and we were invited to stay with them for 7 days, and in this way we came to Rome. Now the brothers there, when they heard about us, came as far as the Forum of Appius and the Three Taverns to meet us. When Paul saw them, he gave thanks to God and took courage. When we entered Rome, Paul was permitted to remain in his own quarters with a soldier guarding him. It happened that after 3 days, Paul called together those who were the prominent Jewish leaders. When they had gathered, he said to them, "Brothers, although I had done nothing against our people or the customs of our fathers, I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans. When they examined me, they wanted to release me because there was no basis for the death penalty. But when the Judean leaders protested, I was forced to appeal to Caesar, not that I had any charge to bring against my own nation. For this reason, therefore, I have requested to see you and to speak with you, since it is for the hope of Israel that I am bearing this chain. They said to him, We have received no letters from Judea about you, and none of the brothers coming here has reported or spoken any evil about you. But we think it appropriate to hear from you about what you think. For indeed, it is known to us that regarding this sect, it is spoken against everywhere. They set a day to meet Paul and came to him at his quarters in large numbers. From morning until evening, he was explaining everything to them, testifying about the kingdom of God and trying to persuade them about Yeshua from both the Torah of Moshe and the prophets. Some were convinced by what he said, while others refused to believe. So when they disagreed among themselves, they began leaving after Paul had said one last statement. The Ruach HaKodesh rightly spoke through Isaiah the prophet to your fathers, saying, Go to this people and say, You will keep on hearing, but will never understand. You will keep looking, but will never see. For the heart of this people has become dull. Their ears can barely hear, and they have shut their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts. Then they would turn back, and I would heal them. Therefore, let it be known to you that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will listen. Paul remained 2 whole years in his own rented quarters and continued to welcome all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Yeshua the Messiah with all boldness and without hindrance. That was Acts chapter 28, and it concludes the book of Acts and our readings for this episode. However, if you are reading through the New Testament twice this year, you'll be reading Revelation 22 today also. I pray the Word of God was a blessing to your spirit today. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom to you from Israel. Until next time.